Where are you gonna be for? What are you?
Nothing. Seeing if you were ready to reconvene the meeting.
I'll wait for the wall to cover.
Yeah, that's fine.
Somebody tell a joke. The only joke I know is
two nuns walk into a bar. The third one ducked. That's all I got.
That was pretty funny.
Not really, but it was kind
of. It took Jackie a minute. I could see when it. But this last minute is taking 10.
This won't work for your spaghetti, but how do you turn soup into gold? Just add 24 carats. Okay, I could.
Will it really work?
I tried. It didn't.
It didn't work?
That alchemy didn't work right there. It just didn't go.
Jackie's gonna have a soup kitchen upstairs.
I'm walking a minute, never takes this long.
Wait, so I have to call for a motion to reconvene?
Oh, I think somebody can just make the motion, which I will do. I'll make the motion to reconvene the meeting.
Second.
Okay, we've got a motion to reconvene the meeting at 6 p.m. by Councilmember Willis, and second by Councilmember Miller. All in favor, say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? Okay, we will open this, or I need a, looking for a motion to open the public hearing.
So moved.
Second.
Okay, we've got a motion from Councilmember Miller. Did I mess up on the last one?
No.
Okay. And second by Joe. Can I just tell you about your first names?
Yeah.
All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay, seeing our motion passes, we'll go ahead and open the public meeting at 6 o'clock. The stage is yours. The microphone is yours.
Please state your name for the record.
My name is Marion Hammaker. I live south of Price, Mountain County, which probably don't make anything to the city. But they sent me a notice on this Zap Tax. And my own opinion, you're shooting yourself in the foot. You're way under taxing, especially the lower end of people, the 4,500 or 45,000. I kind of go along with that. But your lower end of the people are not paying their share. And I think that should be up to about a 3%, maybe even a 4% on the lower end of things, because there isn't anybody that I know of that can't buy $300 worth of food and give an extra 99 cents to help out the parks. And that's my basic opinion of it.
That's a valid opinion.
Because according to your flyer, the whole place is going to be $701,000 short, and they're going to get that from somewhere, and I don't think the people are really ready to fork that over at one big lump. They should take it a little at a time and move it in.
I think that the state dictates what we can charge as a Zap Tax, that we are. Am I right, Lisa, on that?
Yeah, according to state code, that's all.
It's a code that says that we're going to put the Zap Tax in place. This is what we can charge, and only this.
Can you up it every year then or something to get it?
No.
That don't go, huh?
We can't change the only thing that really affects it is the amount of money people spent that the tax is on.
Mm-hmm.
So, and everybody pays that regardless of where you live, if you, you spend your money here. Like if you come in and get gas and the percentages, but I, to your point, It's a very realistic point.
I know what it costs to cut the weeds, because I got plenty of them. Yeah. And I think that there ought to be some way that you can gather more revenue so that it's not such a load on the people in the city. I've lived here for 76 years, and I don't figure on leaving until the ambulance or the mortuary comes to get me. So
we'll tax that.
Do we charge sales tax on
that? That's why I'm carrying that life insurance, so you can get some out of that, too.
So make sure you buy a really expensive coffin, because there's probably sales tax on that.
Yeah. But one of the reasons that we're doing the ZAP tax versus putting it on property taxes is it spreads it out, not just on the Price residents, but on anyone coming through. So those people coming through from California or New York or Salt Lake are helping our parks. Yeah, so the load
the
isn't...
The revenue part is the part that's bothering me, where we're going to get that other $701,000 to scrape that off of the street, or how are we going to do this? I've also have voiced my opinion on...
Go ahead. You're here.
City roads.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes,
if we can put a tax on the for parks, why can't we put a ZAP tax to help the city roads?
We actually do have two taxes that are on the city roads.
The reason that I object to it is, like I said, I live out of town. When I come into town, I'm not driving in the bar pit. I'm driving on you guys' roads. There should be something that the whole county should have to help maintain them roads.
That's the Class B and C road funds, right?
I don't know whether that's a valid thing, but I...
No, it is.
The gas tax.
Kind of like a toll bridge. You use my bridge, I'm going to charge you for it. Well, they should be able to do the same thing with the city road. Mm-hmm. Maybe I'm wrong.
We like your ideas.
Well, it's not so much you're wrong. Yeah. It's we struggle with that. You're not wrong at all. We need to even out
the taxes. Yeah. Is where I think it ought to be.
And unfortunately, on the state level, they base a lot of taxes on our population. Not on road use, not on how much people from out of the area drive on our roads, but on our particular population. So we are at a disadvantage sometimes with that. But that's done on the state level, and we continue to talk to our state legislatures about it. But we're competing against the Wasatch Front and a higher population.
Taxpayers Association. And we tried to get them to put a tax on the coal to maintain Carbon County. Mm-hmm. And they wanted to give, I think it was something like 45 cents of the 50 cents to the state. And I said, no, let's give them the little and we'll take the... And they said, if they don't give them that much, they won't pass it. There you go.
So.
But I guess I've voiced my opinion.
Oh, we appreciate you coming in and taking the time.
Yeah. That's all I got to say.
Thank you. Enjoy your spaghetti.
They can give you a cookie for that drive.
Yeah, we've got cookies. If you stand up and speak, you get a cookie.
Okay, thank you.
You should take one for your wife.
Make
dinner.
Diabetic.
Oh, okay.
Can't go back.
And there's a little cooler out there with small waters in it.
Okay, thank you.
I will make the motion to close the public hearing at 6:07 p.m.
Second.
Okay, we've got a motion to close the public hearing by Councilmember Willis and second by Councilmember Richardson. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion passes. We will adjourn this meeting at 6:07 p.m.
Motion?
Motion to move this meeting.
Move to adjourn. Second.
Second.
Okay, we've got a motion to adjourn the city council meeting at 6:07 by Joe, and a second by Tanner. Amen.
Oh.
All in favor, say aye.
All in favor, say aye. Any opposed?